Microphone.
Yeah, I swear if you guys crinkle check. Your papers,
don't worry
you
about
will hear
papers.
Some crinkly
I will cut
papers.
Your mic.
That's okay.
Mom.
You don't have
listen.
To.
Okay, I'll seem a little low.
I literally have my hands on the thingy okay. right now.
But you can also adjust your volume if you can't hear yourself with your headphones. Check wet trup, check wet trup.
And say it again.
You got it down.
Everyone did.
Oh. You.
It was in these markers
did.
That I
did
had.
Yeah.
I only have one
I've
that I can't read, and Matthew
so
wrote
long.
It.
I didn't even know I still had these.
All right, should we kick her off?
Let's go.
Whoa. No,
that's,
you can't do that.
Yeah, that's no. theater.
Yes.
You want to do that.
It was that's a, it was a joke, Bean.
Got it. I got first word, so I don't get last word today. But I'll tell you this. It's the week of Thanksgiving. We're recording on 11/24 on a Sunday morning. It's a gorgeous day. It's going to be about 46 degrees. So I hope when you're listening to this, the weather is somewhat nice. Later on this week, we're going to get some ugly weather, aren't we?
Ugh.
It's going to get
don't
snowy,
say it.
Sleety, windy, gross. So enjoy it while you can. We got to get this done so I can get leaves done. We got a lot of work at home. We're hosting Thanksgiving this week.
Ugh.
This is when the panic sets in. The girls' bathroom upstairs looks perfect. Was that you?
Thank you.
Yes. I knew it wasn't Sophia. But
you can't say that because I clean that bathroom a lot.
Yes.
I do.
I know
I
that.
Hate that everyone never like acknowledges my when I clean, I clean.
So you're who clean. Uses the trash up there and why was it overflowing?
See,
I was waiting for you to take
it
out
on
the
me,
trash.
And she waits every time.
I
so
don't
that
use
means
the
that,
trash in the bathroom.
So that means that I...
All your little face wipes and your little cotton things that were laying all over the ground. And who put the big Kleenex box in there? Why would somebody put a Kleenex box in that trash?
That's what? Recycling.
I didn't.
Right,
I
that's
don't
going
use
to recycling.
Kleenex. That's why I didn't even know what you were talking about.
You just use your shirt.
No,
please.
I don't have snot like all of you guys. I'm a person that doesn't have snot.
I don't blow my
you're
nose.
So
I just,
lucky.
You just gotta sniff it up. Like,
no.
Okay.
That's what you do.
Wait, do we have Matthew with us?
Oh, Matthew.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm staying out of this whole thing.
Yeah. Okay. Just double checking to make sure you were here.
We're all upset with Matthew because he decided to take the late flight home tonight instead of joining the podcast. Hopping on that 6 o'clock flight, getting home at 10:30, and joining us live for the podcast.
I was not saying he had to take the 6 a.m. flight. I just don't understand why you needed to take the last flight from Boston
Matthew,
to here.
Matthew, let me just say, Dad and I saw you this week, but you have three siblings that are very excited to see you.
And you choose the latest flight, which means when you get home, I will be going to bed. So
I chose the flight based on the options I was given. This was option 2 of 3. And the other option 3 was tomorrow. So,
yeah.
I got different options yesterday because Dad said there were seats open on every flight coming home
we were going to the Wild game.
Yeah, he was going to the Wild game.
No, meaning today, you gave me the rundown of all the flights today. So there were more than two options.
I think just sit and enjoy the day, and then you'll have to you'll have to see everybody when you get home, and they'll be happy enough.
He's still in recovery.
Yeah, we had a busy week. Tell everybody what we did this week.
Dad, we already know.
Okay. We'll tell the people. We, for Aereo this week, my company, we sponsored a conference in Las Vegas. So myself, Brannick, the co-founder, and then his parents, and both of you, Mom and Dad, all went to Las Vegas for the week. So I was there Tuesday to Friday. So it was pretty nonstop, talking with people, doing conference, getting lunches, just trying to sell some customers on my software. So we had a very busy week. It was a lot of fun and very successful. So, but a lot of work went into it, so it's been nice to be done with it. A little bit of a relaxed weekend here.
Yeah, that's nice. And the funny thing is when people hear you go to Vegas, they think you're out on the strip and you're gambling and seeing shows, and there just wasn't time for any of that.
We didn't see any shows.
I didn't gamble once. I didn't. I actually never left the hotel.
Well, that's the funny thing. And, you know, Mom and I, we stayed at South Point Resort, which is off the strip. Very nice hotel, great value, I should put it that way.
And that's where the conference was.
That's where the conference was. And we haven't been to Vegas. I haven't been to Vegas for 12 years. Mom and I went on a trip a long time ago. And I am always that way. Like Mom just said, oh, yeah, let's go. We're going to go gamble. We're going to go hit the strip. Let's go. Let's do this. And I walked into the casino, and we went over to the sports book. We got a little something to eat, a cheap hot dog or whatever it was. We were kind of in between lunch and looking for a snack. And the people that were at the sports book, studying those people, it really made me feel sad that was. I'm not judging them. It just made me, if that's their idea of fun, of looking at the board and studying all these sports sheets, it really, I thought it's kind of like a wasted trip to Vegas unless they're locals. I don't know how to do that. I did see the Gophers were on the board, and I was going to put a bet down. They were 13-point favorites, and they ended up winning up by 16, but I never gambled. But I had a different perspective of Las Vegas this time at the casino with people sitting at the slot machines. I didn't realize slot machines are a full-blown, basically a production. One was the Wizard of Oz, and they got the Munchkins and the mayor, and it's not just pulling the arm and go 777. Their whole productions and the money you put
in. They're all themed.
I was saying to Dad, it'd be interesting to do to read up on the psychology that goes into a slot machine. Yeah. And why do they think they need, you know, the Munchkins dancing around Dorothy and playing this loud Wizard of Oz music to keep the people at the machine?
I'm thinking,
I don't even know how the hell to use them.
I don't either.
They made them so complicated now, and all of them have, like, you can play one of 16 different games. It's like, no, can't you just put your money in and pull the damn lever?
Right.
I'm thinking, though, that you two, Mom and Dad, are thinking way too into this Las Vegas crap. Just go to Vegas and have a fun time. Who the hell cares if there's people sitting and doing their own thing? Why do you care? Who cares about the psychology behind the machine?
It's interesting.
Just hit the button, and if something happens, great. If nothing does, okay, you lose. You're in Vegas. Who cares?
Get naked, you know?
The people watching was unbelievable, though. That amount of people still smoking, I can't. It's so bizarre to walk into a building where that many people are smoking. And you see ashtrays everywhere, and we stayed on a no smoking floor, so we were fine. But once you go into that casino,
Matthew, one of your clients at the cocktail party was from Finland, and he had a beer glass, and so when he came into the party, he wanted that filled up with a beer, so we filled up that, you know, no problem, whatever. And he came back, and he wanted to switch to wine, so he wanted us to wash out his glass.
Sure.
And only the problem with that was our sink was used as a cooler, so we didn't. So my co-bartender said to him, how about we use one of these wine glasses? And I was thinking maybe he was doing it for environmental reasons and didn't want to use the plastic wine glass. And he says that he's from Finland, and he had never known that you could just walk around wherever you wanted with alcohol. And so that's why he had that glass, because he was just walking around wherever he wanted with it, full of alcohol. So
it's not everywhere.
No, I explained to him. I said, no. I said, do that anywhere else and you'll be arrested. I said, it's only because you're in Vegas. And I said, and you can't smoke the way you can everywhere, you know, too.
We had lunch with them. Their whole team's from Finland. A couple of them are also from the UK. But we prefaced everything with, this is not how normal America is.
Right.
Just do not think that Vegas is representative of the rest of the country.
No,
in any sort of way.
Because it's even shocking to us to go there and go, like, man, this is unbelievable.
Oh, even when we were there for Matthew's birthday, it was like the best thing ever because you're like, oh, we can do whatever we want. We can, I mean, you can't do whatever you want, but it's like you can really do whatever you want and you're not going to get in trouble.
But why?
It's not really like that. They're still, no, they have laws, but you can walk around with alcohol.
Weird.
They want you drinking.
Yeah, because you're spending
more money.
It really is.
But why is Vegas the exception?
Because it's a adult Disney World.
Oh,
okay. Sin City.
It really is. It is a lot of fun, but it's not like here. Like in the U.S. because there's like flashing lights everywhere. It's very like overstimulating, and then you're drunk on top of it, and it's like, wow.
Well, we were not drunk.
We know
we were not
drunk. Would not be.
I will add one more thing to this. On my way to the airport, I took a red eye out on Thursday night, and so I'm going to the airport. It's 11 p.m. I'm in a lift. I'm in a shared lift. So there's one other guy in the lift and the driver. And all of a sudden, the driver flips on these crazy disco lights in the lift, puts on this crazy hat, and has a microphone. And we're in a Chevy Sonic, which is basically the size of a smart car.
Right.
You can't, like, it didn't have a trunk. I had to sit with my suitcase in the back seat with me.
How could you be a big driver?
It was wild. And so he's got a microphone on and a little speaker. And he starts going, "Welcome to the Broke Man's Cash Cab." And I'm thinking, awesome. I love that show, Cash Cab. Fantastic show. I haven't seen it in 10 years. But he kind of goes over the rules, and he said, "I'm going to ask you some trivia questions. It's rider versus rider. Whoever gets three questions right first wins a prize." I wrote down the questions, too, so you can remember them. I got them all, like, instantly. The other guy didn't even have a shot.
Subtle brag from Matthew. I got them all instantly.
Right. First question. Who was on the $10 bill?
Benjamin King. Franklin.
Got it.
Shoot.
Hamilton.
Yep. Alexander Hamilton.
What? Benjamin Franklin's on the $100 bill.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh,
it's probably because I'm so used to having
It's not like you're saying, I want some Hamiltons.
Yeah. Weird.
Some $10.
Is that the only question you remember?
No, there were three. Oh. He wrote them down.
No. Well, there are actually four. We ought to ask four.
Oh.
Because the other guy wanted to try one more time, but I still roasted him. What were the two companies to reach a $1 trillion market cap? They're both American. They start with the same letter.
Oh, it's not Apple.
It's Apple and Amazon, isn't it?
Yes, Apple and Amazon.
Very good. Good. The other one,
I got confused a little bit on that one. I first said Apple and Alphabet. But then realized, no. It's
Alphabet?
Parent company of Google.
Yeah, they don't Google.
Oh. I was like, what in the shame?
Wouldn't know that. Next question.
Who was the fattest president?
Oh, he got Taft. Stuck in the bathtub.
Wasn't it Roosevelt?
Howard Taft.
Oh, yeah.
Gabe already said it.
Was it Taft?
Not Howard. William.
William Taft. Dang it.
Yeah, he's the one that got stuck in the bathtub, right?
Yeah, book.
Everyone knows.
That's actually unconfirmed, but.
Well, it's a good story.
Yeah. I think it happened.
The last one was, what was the first Las Vegas casino, and it is still there?
Frontier?
Nope.
I don't know any Vegas casinos.
I can give you a hint.
Sands. No, Sands is gone.
Nope. Caesar's Palace.
There are birds involved.
There's what?
Birds.
Birds.
Mom's like, oh, I know this one.
No idea.
The
never
flamingo.
Started putting that.
The flamingo. Yeah.
That's
flamingo.
Our favorite one.
Mom got it.
It's the oldest one on the strip.
Yeah, Dad, you were thinking downtown, I think, and it's a strip hotel.
See,
okay.
And that's, Frontier's downtown.
That's why we liked the Flamingo the most when we were there, because we knew it had the most history, so we enjoyed spending our time.
We don't know that.
Well, so anyway. It was a very fun ride. It made it a lot more interesting.
What was your prize?
When I got out of the car, he went into like the back of it and had a box that's basically a ton of snacks. And so I just got to choose some snacks. I got a few Airheads.
Good for you.
You didn't have any Sour Patch, huh?
Nope, no Sour Patch. A lot of the Cheetos and things.
Oh, Dad would have had those.
Been all over that. My strange addiction is Cheetos.
Yeah, Dad's, it's like he's pregnant and all he wants is Cheetos. He's like got some Cheetos. Weird cravings for Cheetos.
His fingers are always orange now. I just wanted to make it dramatic.
Well, you did well. You and Brannick did a great job with Aereo this weekend at or this week down in Vegas. So continued success, and hopefully we'll be doing that again soon.
McLaren has something to address.
I had an epic fail because I was like, let's make this contest for Table Talk with Rookie's Family. Let's have some fun. Let's get it up and rolling. It's the season to give. And I absolutely failed.
Ooh.
So if you follow us on social media, we put out a contest. Everything looked great. The contest was buy something on our gift guide, take a picture of it, post it on your social media, and tag us. Until the backlash started rolling in. And I did not even think about this, but people cannot post their gifts on social media because then others will know what they're getting for Christmas. I deserve that.
Thank you.
So we are making an adjustment to the contest. You have two options.
It makes it way easier to cheat, just so you know.
Dave,
you want to cheat.
If you really want to cheat, you are not in the true holiday spirit, so...
But
it's all right. Gabe, you know what? You don't have to worry about it.
Both ways.
So now if you buy something from our gift guide, you can either post the gift guide link and tag us, or you can post our Table Talk with Rookie's Family logo and say you bought an item from the gift list and tag us. So you no longer have to post the item you bought. You just need to post that you bought something from our gift guide and tag us in it.
Don't forget to tag us, otherwise we won't know.
Yes, if you forget to tag us, your entry is not valid. So I'll do a post and I'll put our logo there so you can easily find it. It's on any social media. And yeah, so that's my epic fail. Sorry to everyone.
I mean, none of us idiots realized it either. So
no, we were literally so excited. Like, got home Sunday, I'm making this, and like, this is gonna be awesome. I had people look it over, and then all of a sudden the whiplash came in.
Well, in building the podcast to become number one in the country, even though we're working toward that goal, I will give you a bit of good news. We did get the podcast report, and we have our second biggest month ever last month. In October. So people are spreading the word and we're increasing our listenership. So if you are listening to the podcast, let everybody know, friends or family, that it's entertaining. It might not make you smarter, but it won't make you dumber, but it'll keep you entertained and laughing. So hopefully you'll spread the word because we would love to just keep increasing listenership. So thank you to all that are loyal listeners. Please pass it on.
Excellent.
Indeed.
All right. Good job.
Who wants to steal the show and talk about what we're doing today?
Well, since it's Thanksgiving week, we're going to delve back a little bit into our past, and we're going to open up our jar of gratitude that was a gift. And the lid of the jar says, Keegar Mikulski Family 2012 Christmas. And then it has it says, very little is needed to make a happy life. So,
I'm already crying.
So funny.
I thought that was Sophia.
No, I thought that was you.
No.
So it's things that we wrote down that we were grateful for 2012, 2013, and I think some maybe 2014.
Yeah.
Maybe even. So,
opening
the jar.
Unseal it.
Okay, whoever
annoying.
Just did that
I
needs
to do
die.
That because Gabe, before the podcast, has been frantically
and
worried
do you
about
know,
crinkling paper.
Do you know
paper.
What I said about that?
We'll just we'll
cut
try
your
to
mic.
But we'll try to keep it to a minimum here. So let's it's going to be that drastic. So, all right, who wants to start? Youngest starts.
All right, kay. Gabe.
Oh.
Oh, he's not prepared.
Oh, was that a crinkle?
I heard a crinkle.
I hear lots of crinkles.
No,
Chris
crinkle.
Crinkles over there.
So what do? I read it?
Yeah. Is there a date on it?
August 2013.
Okay.
I said that really weird. But
August 2013.
First state fair completed. MK-MR-back to school. Sophia-you rocked with Gabe during the fair-very mature. exclamation mark.
Why are you reading dashes?
Yeah, what?
Oh my God.
I wonder who wrote that.
Mom for sure did. Yeah, it's got the best handwriting, so.
All right.
Do I go again or someone else?
It's my turn. This is from Gabe. I am thankful for family and pets, period.
Nice.
Oh.
Piper died.
Piper's
and dead. Maxie.
And Matthew gets to meet Finley tonight.
Piper is not here.
Okay, let's just keep focused. Sorry. Focus and no funny voices.
And he's not risen from the bed. House.
Now, Matthew does not have any of these since the jar is here and he is in Boston. So
she picked a late flight. This one says Matthew at Houston. Woohoo, we are proud of you. So that was when Matthew's EVT team went down to Houston to compete.
Does it have a date?
Yes,
no, there's no date.
The electric vehicle team building electric cars.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Mom?
All right, who's next here?
I'm older than you, last I checked.
Yeah, I forgot I married that older gal. All right, this is from Mom. Gabe said the zoo field trip and having Dominic over was the best day of his life. Me chaperoning five boys, not so much.
Yeah, I remember that field trip. That's hilarious.
What's up, Dom? How is Dom doing?
I have no idea. Okay. I don't know where he went to school.
He's a nice boy.
Oh, that is funny. Yep. Okay, mine is from March of 2013. And it says, Sophia was darling in the play Beauty and the Beast as a villager.
Cute.
Storm the castle. Storm the castle.
Gabe.
Sophia made the honor roll. Yay, great student.
I am such a wonderful child. Wow.
I never made the honor roll.
Okay, this is from Mom. On the day before Matthew's 16th birthday, I am grateful for him. He is doing an awesome... Or he's doing awesome in school and work, and I can't read this, and is all I could imagine him to be.
Oh, very nice. Sophia.
Only that applied to right now.
Sophia.
Not doing great in school, but.
March 2013, going to yoga.
Okay. Nice. Sounds like a great paper for that. Some are a little more insightful than others.
Yeah.
This is my own February of 2013. I love watching my girls play hockey. Great season, Mamie and Sophia. See you next year.
I hate my life.
January 8th, 2013.
Hey.
Oh,
I am happy for Gabriel Thomas.
I'm happy for Elvis.
It's also Kim Jong-un's birthday and Stephen Hawking.
That's a lot of famous people.
Yeah, so I'll add to the mix when I'm famous. So thankful for Max and Piper. They are too cute. Love, Sophia.
Oh, cute.
And then there's a drawing of Max and Piper.
Yeah, we might need to post that.
Oh, my gosh, I need that. Yes. Okay, this is from Mom. GL moves to 1-4. What a change. Excited to have Matt home early. February 2013.
Yeah, how things change, huh? Mm-hmm.
Gabe, Minecraft, spelled M-I-N-C-A-F-T, Mincaft.
All right, on to me from Mom first.
That was it?
Yep.
My other one was F-A-M-I-L-Y.
First, this is December of 2013, first ever for an STA team, 2 perfect 10s, mock trial, Lakeville tourney.
Nice.
Oh, my trial. I forgot about that.
10-8-2014. This is interesting because it was not written by who I thought it was.
Mm-hmm.
It says, I am thankful for Dee's creativity and design sense that turned nothing into something amazing, decorating an entire house on a zero budget. That's amazing. Matthew Jr.
Well, I'm not surprised.
I'm not surprised. That's very
I thought it was Dad.
You reading that, I can totally tell that that was Matthew.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. No. And he's like the design.
Yeah, kissing booty.
Because no one's a suck up like Matt.
I would like to
Dad says that all the time.
Okay, that is true.
I would like to dispute that budget, though. I think that zero budget was a little high. Because you could do it on a negative budget.
Money coming out.
Right, right.
I'm so happy that school is just about done. I'm looking forward to a fun summer. Walks, boat rides, and lacrosse.
Mm. Yeah.
Nice.
Love that.
Oh, boat rides.
Yes. Sophia is a villager in the play Beauty and the Beast. So fun. Everyone loved that I was in the play, apparently.
Who wrote that one?
Mom did.
Again?
Yes.
Mom got very excited.
I guess I like that play.
Mom, this has 2 days on it. So this is New Year's Day. Fondue, games, my kids home safe, Matt and Max's B-Day. He's 12 years old. Then the next day, I'm sad to put away the Christmas decorations this year. That's a first. I'm thankful for a beautiful, warm home at Christmas time.
Amen to that. Let's backtrack to Sophia and the play. What did you do?
No.
Oh Gaston.
I didn't even have any words to say.
You made an impact. 1-4-13, coming home from hockey, and I walked into the house and saw that someone had made a confetti cake. Yummy. Who is that?
McLaren.
Sophia. Mamie.
I wrote that?
Yes.
McLaren likes confetti cake.
She's excited
13.
For the cake.
I thought you said 14. I was like, I didn't play hockey that year. Classic Mame dog.
Mamacita.
I am thankful to have a cozy room and house and wonderful, healthy family to be with. I am also thankful for going to Viz. I love it, and I hope I make the hockey team. XOXO.
Gossip Girl.
Oh, Sophia.
That's cute.
You did. Good job.
All right. Did. McLaren, this is on September 11th.
Whoa.
McLaren, what can 11. I say? You make me who I am today. It rhymes. I'm very proud of you. 18 years of being a great kid. You have rocked it. Love, Mom.
Oh, nice
Mom
tribute.
Coming in with all the birthday ones.
Yeah.
Yep.
Haven't
yeah,
heard one from Matthew
Where's
yet.
Dad?
I never
yeah,
cared.
Matthew had the first had the first one.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Sophia.
I was at work for my new hours, 1 to 4.
Gossip Girl.
That's
you're
it?
Thankful for Gossip
yep.
Girl? Oh,
very Lord. Decorated, that's what it said.
This one is really yep. cute for Gabe. It says, I'm thankful for food, and I have no idea what the next one is. It says, and D-I-N-D-S.
D-I-N-D-S?
But on top of that, he has a bunch of XOs and hearts and then wrote GT. It's very, very cute.
That's cute. I got another one from Gabe. I love my big brother. Because he helps my Minecraft creations and my Lego creations. Love GT. It should be brother, but brother.
I'm going to follow mine up with Gabe, too. I am thankful for going to the wild game with Krabby Mamie, but I am excited, Gabe.
I hate everyone in this family.
Krabby Mamie. Okay. Oh, wait. It's not my turn.
Yeah. Are you the youngest? No. Thank you for great jobs for Matthew and McLaren. Love, Mom.
Okay.
Why do you just write everything? Everything is in
I
here.
I didn't write enough,
I like the gratitude jar.
I wrote a lot.
I do, too.
Gabe, toys.
Okay.
Thankful for toys.
Nice. Dad, helping Matthew helping his team score big at mock trial tournament. Nice work, Dad.
This is from Mom. I do not have a date on this. I was told many times at a wedding how great our kids are. It made me feel very proud and happy that you are all so wonderful.
Nice. You're
welcome. That's the ultimate compliment.
February 2013. I was happy to have watched McLaren's first year of varsity hockey. She was awesome. So proud. She was the hockey player to step up and make all the coaches proud as well.
Don't worry, I quit the year after that.
The year they went to state, so that says a lot because McLaren was obviously keeping the team down.
I guess so.
I love wild games with the family, Dad.
I do love that. We're pretty lucky. Except last night's. Don't talk about it.
Yeah, screw them. You idiot.
You went to the game and were disappointed in the garden, huh?
They were up 4-2 late in the third period, losing overtime 5-4.
Were you heckled by Boston Bruin fans?
I heckle them right back.
Okay. And you live.
Attaboy. He's a smart
Brad
kid.
On the rat.
He's a smart kid, full of confidence. He will do well. Comments from Matthew's conferences.
Oh, boy.
Classic.
Yeah.
This I wrote myself in January 2013. For being able to attend YIG and for all my friends being able to come with me.
YIG is Youth in Government.
Oh, yeah, Youth in Government.
It's a program that.
I think it's funny that we won't be able to tell what my parents or what my teachers have to say about me because my parents didn't go to my conferences.
You're doing too well. Why should we go talk to them about how great you're doing? I've got two because this one's pretty boring. Sophia being in the play.
No.
Yeah, yeah, being in the play, Sophia. Gosh. And then I have one from Gabe that says, I love the something lob Gabe. I don't know what that is. What your penmanship is off, sir. I'm glad you write much.
I'm hearing lots of paper crinkling.
All right, let's go. Right.
February 2013, mock trial season is over. STA finished fourth. And Matthew finished first in my mind. Oh, great job on the stand, doctor. Aww. So proud, Mom.
Oh, my gosh. Gag me with a spoon.
It's too much. That's too much, Gabe.
That was
Sophia. No, that's too much.
Okay. Today, I'm thankful for Sophia. My beautiful, perfect-faced, and tempered daughter turns 13, a teenager. A milestone for her and a passage of time gone too fast for me. Stay sweet, Sophia. I love you very much. Always proud. Mom.
Wow, Dad.
XOXO.
Dad, that you write so beautifully.
I told that to Mom. I said, dictate this letter.
I love that. I am proud of Gabe for mowing the lawn all by himself today. XO, Dad.
Yeah, way to go.
Woo! Woo! Well, wait till you hear the one I got. Just trying to spite me. McLaren won Most Improved Player Award in Hockey from March 2013.
Nice. That's from Mom.
Yep.
We both got that.
Wait,
award.
Most Valuable or Most Improved?
Most Improved.
Oh, yeah, baby.
This is my own writing on July 27th. I'm not sure of the year, probably 2013. I'm very happy that everyone is healthy. We are so lucky that we are. I'm excited to see what the future holds for the kids. I hope that they will work hard in school and achieve success. Love, Dad. And then I've added, I love Bacon Fest.
Of course you do.
Not sure why that is added on there, but it is.
It's amazing.
October 8th, 2014. I am thankful for our new house and the journey that we have all been on. I am thankful for everyone and their health and happiness. XOXO, Mamie.
Oh, shoot. That one got me teary-eyed. I was thinking it was Mom.
McLaren.
It was myself.
What?
It was myself. You sounded like an Irishman.
No, Sophia thinks she's back in the Beauty and the Beast.
It was myself.
Yes.
Tis heavy.
I'm done. I don't have any more.
Oh, okay. I do. I have two more.
I have a few more. Okay. I'll do this one. She gets into UST. Very proud, McLaren.
All mine are like epic fails now.
No, they're not.
Quits the hockey team, doesn't go to UST.
Is persistent.
Gabe. Gabe skipped yellow belt to move to green. Way to go. Karate man.
Sterling Love karate. Mom. Sterling karate.
Yeah, I'm actually a brown belt in karate in case anybody wants to karate.
You know? Do you know the quarter blood technique?
No, I have no idea. I don't remember anything from it,
okay,
but I still
this.
Have the belt.
Then you're not
watch
a
this.
Brown
you go like
belt.
This.
I have the belt.
You go like this. You do that, a quart of blood will drop out of a person's body.
Nope.
Ew, what?
That's from Trading Places with Eddie Murphy. Matthew passed sharpshooter level on the range. Mom. And then it's in Gabe's writing, and that I wote the name.
Yep.
So mine is from the 8th of October as well. So here's what I'm thinking, because a lot of mine have been on the 8th of October, and my birthday is slightly before that.
Yes.
This must have been the weekend, and we were celebrating my birthday. So I made everybody do something.
Smart.
Because pretty much every kid has something on that date in the jar. And this is Gabe's, and it says, I love family dinners and how we get together. XOXO Gabe with a big heart.
Mm. Nice.
I guess I'm just the nicest.
What happened to him? Why was he so sweet then?
I don't
and now
know.
He's a monster.
I know why we read on the 8th.
What?
Because this says, Gabe read our first jar of thanks on this day. So many great memories that are in this jar. Here's to many more in our new jar. Our new life in a new house began in July.
Hmm.
We are strong people. Sorry. I don't know.
Well, this took a turn.
Stop, everybody.
I didn't even read it. I was like,
this
oh
took
God.
A turn for weird.
Yeah. All right, then, folks.
This is the funny one.
Oh, God. Here we go.
As per our conversation in the car. Here, this is from Mom. I'm crying, or I'm laughing, I'm not crying. I'm thankful for my kids' friends, Herberger Clearance Room, R.I.P., and throwaway greens from the Nativity tree lot.
Hey.
Wait, what?
We were on a budget.
We were coming, and back, here's the backstory. Coming here in the car, Mom wants to do the front pots. She was complaining about the price of spruce tips. Oh, and so Gabe goes, well, just go to the Nativity lot and we'll collect all the stuff that's outside.
All the scraps.
And then this is what it says, throw away greens from the Nativity tree lot.
And what's funny about that is when we used to live in Woodbury, we had a lot of pine trees. And I would literally, like, fill 7 giant pots.
Yeah.
From just those trees. And now I'm complaining that I have to go and buy them because it just seems like such a stupid thing to have to buy.
But you don't have to buy them.
The problem with
got free ones.
The problem with the Nativity lot is I'd have to at least have 2 drinks up there in order to get the car full.
Greens.
Yeah, open the trunk again. Let's throw some more greens in there.
I was laughing when I was reading through mine. And that was on there because we had just had that conversation driving to the podcast this morning.
That is hilarious.
Well, we had a lot to fill. And I will say this. We took the discarded, and I didn't take a bunch. It was the stuff that nobody wanted anymore. I wasn't grabbing
it was the
spruce trips or
Dad was
wreaths.
Going around cutting down
no,
little
it was
no.
the cutoff
trees.
Of the tree so that it can go in the stand, and they have to cut off some
right.
of the bottom branches, and they throw them outside.
Right. It wasn't like theft from the Nativity yes. tree lot. It was, I took the trash
like,
is what I did.
All black at like 3 a.m. right. The whole McCulkey clan's got an assembly line.
What are you guys doing? Hey, we're just... cancel Christmas.
That's funny. Do you have another one, Matt, or
I'm
are
out.
You done? Okay.
I'm out.
I have one more. It's not that great, but 1-4-13. I am thankful for a trip to the Mall of America to see Sea Life with Mom, Gabe, and Sophia. It was great.
Oh, we need to do that again.
Who wrote
Dad.
That?
Oh. Dad.
I would like to go
I
there.
I didn't get invited.
I would like to go see Sea Life. I have not been there since 13.
You were at
13.
Hockey practice.
Thanks, Carrie.
All right. I'm one more?
It. Yeah. Chuck Bass.
Oh my God!
He's a character
Sophia.
In Gospel. You can tell this is 2013.
Oh my Lord! You've done some growing
that
up.
That is hilarious.
How
he still watches
were?
That. So
13, eighth
oh,
grade.
Oh yeah, because you were 2000. Okay, yep.
I like Trailer Park Boys.
Okay.
All right, let's keep the show rolling here. What's next?
Well, that's the end of the gratitude jar.
All right, the end of the gratitude.
Well,
jar.
I have some articles for you. I'm kidding.
Wait. All right, I would Wait. Highly suggest.
I was going to say. For people who would like to do something like that in their own family, how did you organize it? You just had a jar.
Yeah, so.
What, every now and then?
We'll post a photo of the jar.
I saw it, like, on when Pinterest, like, first rolled out, and, you know, you did all your Pinterest searching. I saw it, and I thought it would be a good idea for us to do. So I literally went to Target, bought a clear jar. It's big. We'll post a photo. And then we just had Post-it notes, and people could write things down as they please, and then they just put them in the jar. So, I mean, you could do it with any jar. It doesn't have to be clear. You could do it with any sort of paper. So,
but with Thanksgiving coming up, it's the perfect time. And then put them in there and then take them out next year or whoever hosts. And it's just fun to see where you were a year ago or, you know, maybe what you want, where you want to go. And it's pretty cheap.
You know, that kind of leads to a Thanksgiving tradition that we have had over the years. And I don't even know how many years you've been doing this. It's been a lot.
Started when we were at Goodrich.
Yeah, it has trailed off with less and less people doing it, but I still always put it out as an option.
Trailed off for some people.
Right.
Yeah, I have no idea what you're talking about.
I'm going to say what I'm talking about. It's the feathers. So every year... We cut out some feathers out of construction paper, and we leave them out with some markers, and people can write on the feather what they are thankful for this year. And then we will make sure the dates on them and the name usually, and laminate them. And then I put a punch hole in them, and every family has their own set of...
A ring.
Yeah, own ring of feathers.
Yeah, so we kept them for a while, and we just bring them out at Thanksgiving, and people would look at them, and then they just started accumulating more and more. So was it last year that we gave
right.
all the
I
families?
I had more to give. Some people left theirs. Mm.
Rude.
Forgot them.
We gave all the families their feathers that they've written over the year. I have one every single year. I make it a point to write it just because it is kind of fun to see, like, the first year all the way to now.
I also saw another, so I highly recommend doing that because it is neat to go back and see what people were thinking. Some people, the kids, I'm thankful for toys. And then, you know, the mom or the grandma will write on both sides, and it's just neat to see what people were thankful for. I also think a neat, I don't remember where we saw this, it was on GMA, on the tablecloth, tracing your hands in permanent marker. And then use that too.
You have a white tablecloth. Purchase a white cloth tablecloth. I just wanted to say that because you didn't say that.
And then, what, throw it on the table and everybody traces their hands.
Yeah. And you can write what you're thankful for in the hand, or you don't even need to do a hand, I don't think. You could just write what you're thankful for. And then you use that same tablecloth year after year.
That's cool.
Yeah, that's a fun idea too. Mom told me about that when we were shopping yesterday.
Yeah.
What happens when everybody spills, like, their cranberry sauce?
Well, I hate when people spill. It's just like, don't spill.
That keeps it aged. That keeps
it
aged.
Say it louder for the people in the back.
I will.
Matthew, where are you?
It's my apartment, Jordan.
Oh. Let her in.
Any other favorite Thanksgiving traditions?
Meals on Wheels.
Oh. Meals on Wheels.
Yes. Meals on Wheels, we've been doing that now. Gosh, I think we could maybe stand up for the over 10 years.
Oh, I'm sure. It's way over 10 years.
Because we started that when we were in grade school.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think I was in middle school. And we've been going literally every single year since. Last year, we did have a little oopsies. We got there way too late.
Do that.
It was not a good idea for us.
I have to wake up early on.
Not again this year.
No, not again this year is right.
Happens again this year.
No, everyone in the whole house that's going is setting alarms so that if we got lots of...
I hope it happens again this year because then we don't have to go home and clean.
Well, I'll be getting up early on Thursday, so I'll make sure that you guys get up.
But let's just say a little bit. Thanksgiving Meals on Wheels is hosted at a local high school. And people
that shall
line
remain
up.
Nameless.
Well,
no, it's CDH. Kinda,
yeah, CDH.
Yeah.
I guess people will hear this before. So if you did want to participate in this.
Yeah, because we'll release
yes,
today.
Yes, exactly. It is a wonderful thing. Hall. Right.
There's a lot of acronyms and whatnot that people don't
That's
know.
That's true.
It's
people
at Creighton Durham
know.
Hall in St. Paul. And anyway, the same family has been putting this on forever, same group of people.
Gobble, gobble.
And you go and you wait in line, and then you're called up or when you're first in line, and they give you a sheet and say you're going to go to four houses.
Yeah, so you can go to Minneapolis or St. Paul. They have routes in both, and you get about four houses on your sheet. We want to take two routes this year because it's like the highlight of Thanksgiving for us, and we want to always do more houses. And then you go... You get in your car, you drive up, and they put all the food right in your car. It's a well-oiled machine. You get your food, you deliver to the addresses, and then you drop your sheet off. But also, when you're waiting in line, because it is not a long wait, but the line gets very long. It'll be outside the building. That's why you want to get there early. They have orange juice and donuts for all the volunteers that are coming to deliver food. It's a really, really neat experience.
Billy Fassard, and the Asleason family do a great job, and it's a well-oiled machine, but it is fun to get up early, especially the high schoolers who are the main, I would say, participants.
Well, two high schools are the main participants.
But all are welcome. We don't discriminate.
And also beyond that, I believe that they're not just looking for drivers. They need people to work the overnight before helping to prepare the food and get the boxes packed. There's a whole lot that goes on before that's put into your car. So you could, you know,
do that
help out either way.
And I always forget about that. We've never done that, but we could. I think that would also be fun too if us as a group went and did that because we've never done that side of it. But it is, they really know what they're doing. Like, it's very awesome.
I think the biggest value is when you actually go to these people's houses and get to give them the food and whatnot. It's always like the most intimidating part, but it's what you get the most out of for sure.
Yeah. Well, and some people are expect it and some people are nonchalant, and then some people are so praiseworthy and thankful. Then those are the ones where you just go, wow, I'm really lucky, and they value it so much that you walk away just going, I'm thankful for what I have, and I'm thankful to help out others that have less.
Well, yeah, it puts a lot of things into perspective. I mean, because we've always had a gorgeous Thanksgiving meal, gorgeous table. Like, you don't have to think there might not be a Thanksgiving meal. And these people are, like, relying on others. And it is really special, especially to do it with, like, your family. And we also have close friends that do it with us. And it's...
We have so much fun doing it.
Oh, my gosh. We're a riot. People might see us pull up and be like, oh...
No.
Who is in that car?
I bet nobody does that.
And McLaren will leave the famous Louis behind that day.
Yes.
What?
She'll be putting the turkey in her purse. Here you go. Yes.
What's the famous Louis?
Gabriel, the bag.
The bag that everyone hates on.
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
All right, I'm looking for address for emails where you can help Thanksgiving Meals on Wheels. Just Google Thanksgiving Meals on Wheels 2019 St. Paul, and there's several other things that come up where you can learn how to get involved with that.
It hasn't changed, so they could just look up Meals on Wheels.
There might be other locations that do it. I honestly don't know if there's...
People have Google.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they'll be able to find it. All right.
You can't find it. You don't deserve to go.
Okay. Favorite food on Thanksgiving?
Boom.
Mashed potatoes, hands down.
Stuffing. Oh, garbage.
Stuffing.
Well, wait. Stuffing, I like everything. This is not fair. I like combination.
You got to pick one.
I guess stuffing then.
Okay. Mamie? Yep.
Stuffing.
Mom?
Stuffing.
Stuffing. Yeah. I literally said that.
Mateo?
Stuffing. And I might also add that turkey is a trash meat.
Yeah, I would agree.
Agree.
Dad's so offended.
That's
right,
so not about the
He's
turkey.
Like, if you put pounds of butter in it, I swear
My school does make pretty good turkey.
Oh, did you guys have your Thanksgiving meal?
No, we just have like Thanksgiving meals like
regularly.
Normally.
Oh. At Viz, they would do like this elaborate Thanksgiving lunch. It was so fun.
That was awesome.
I would have to say Mom's wild rice with mushrooms.
You're a liar.
You are a suck up.
Butt kisser.
You do not like that.
I do like it.
You don't like mushrooms. One thing that has always been a hit on the Garage Logic podcast and radio show over the years has been my mother's famous stuffing recipe.
Yeah.
And
four requests today.
Yeah. It's one of the most requested things every single year on GL. So maybe, McLaren, we could post recipe since clearly it was all of our favorite choice.
Yeah.
Except Dad, who didn't say what his favorite food is.
Oh, by far the stuffing. The turkey's great. I love mashed potatoes. But the stuffing is I would just eat that.
It's so good.
Just scoop it up with the spoon and not stop.
See, the problem is now is we've given Grandma's secret recipe away for free. Where we should have started charging people access to view.
It's not that unique of a recipe, and to say it's secret, it's really not. But
no, it's a secret family recipe that we graciously have shared with the world. Yes. We are accepting donations.
If you're on,
I would also add.
Go ahead. No, Matthew, I'll wait.
Go ahead.
If you go to the Garage Logic Facebook page, it is posted there. If you just Google Rookie's mother-in-law's stuffing recipe, you can see it all there.
And it's not really stuffing. It's dressing.
It's technically dressing. You're correct. But it is the best.
Yeah. Stuffing goes in the bird.
No, that's disgusting.
Yeah, no, that's dumb. That's just dumb.
No one likes the bird, except I will say. Also, go ahead, Matthew.
I was going to say, calling it dressing is just misleading because then people think it goes on a salad. So
Yeah, it's gross. I will say, though, we have our turkey. Well, I hope we did it this year.
Yes.
Made by Rack Shack Barbecue, which is in Eagan, and I don't know where their other location is.
You can just say Eagan.
In Eagan. I will say, I'm not a huge turkey fan, but if they're making turkey, it is way better than us making turkey in an oven.
Yeah.
100%.
Because if you make turkey in an oven, no offense, Mom and Dad, when you would make it, it's dry and gross. Their turkey isn't dry and gross at all, but there's so many options that, like, Right. I like the stuffing. But I will say, having someone make your turkey for you is way different.
And Rack Shack's turkey has so much flavor.
Oh, it's so good.
Yeah.
Theirs is exceptional.
Yes.
Of all turkey, it is the best. I was also going to add that anybody who brings an apple pie to Thanksgiving a pumpkin pie to Thanksgiving is not welcome.
This is another hot topic in our house.
Wait,
right now.
Do you know that, or are you just saying that? Like, do you know that we've been talking about that?
No, he doesn't.
Okay, because no, it's just, literally Ben Dad's like, if you bring pumpkin pie, I'm gonna shove it down your throat, and you're not coming.
Pumpkin pie is literally the most trash pie ever. Well, horrible.
I agree. I don't like it. I would never eat it in a million.
Mom
years.
Is trying to make layered pepper.
Yeah, mom's trying to make like pumpkin lasagna.
That would actually be good.
But what I do like a small sliver of it with some whipped cream, and then I'm done. I need a quarter of a piece. But every year, we seem to have 3 pumpkin pies that are left over and sit, you know, because there's no refrigerator space, they sit in the garage, you know, cold in the garage, and it's just, we end up throwing them out.
Well, because here's the thing.
That's the best.
Whoever brings the, go ahead, Matt.
I was going to say, using outside as a cooler,
yes.
That's the best season.
Love it.
You can just set alcohol or pop or whatever food outside and it stays perfect.
You're that's sticking it to the man.
Yeah.
Whoever brings the pies brings way too many, and our family's left over with them, and all the good pies are gone, like French silk. All of
or
that
apple.
Goes, and you're left with the pumpkin that our family doesn't eat, so then we're wasting all these pies. It's like no one touches them.
Yeah, so... Ew, McLaren, that was so gross.
Hey now.
That was so gross.
That pumpkin
Sorry.
Pie.
So, like, if people like pumpkin pie, then that's the only pie that they should be able to have, and they should let other people have the French silk and apple.
Sophia will be on pie watching duty.
Okay, this is all said from the family that does not eat pumpkin pie, and for the last 15 years, we're left over with
pumpkin pies.
Pumpkin pies.
I will eat pie.
Because people think they like it. People think they need to have that on Thanksgiving. They have one little slice, and then we have it left over.
Yeah.
And we throw it away.
But I think we've adjusted that because you put on the Facebook page, the closed Mikulski group, saying, here's what the menu is. And I think it'll be different this year if my mom listens.
We'll see.
Yeah, grandma's on pie duty.
Judith.
Now Matt's family's going, oh no, we've been bringing those pies.
Well, they hate us.
No, it's not, but it's not that. I just don't like to see them go to waste.
Yeah, exactly.
If our family liked to eat them, it wouldn't be an issue. We just don't, we like pumpkin things.
Or we could
if it was French silk, we should just make people bring excess
like
French,
7
silk pies.
French silk pies.
Sophia would never come out of her room with like a hoarding of French silk pies.
She'd come out of her room and like have the whipped cream. No, I don't know where the French silk pies.
On the flip side, I like pecan pie on Thanksgiving.
I love that.
And a lot of people don't like that. So, I mean, it's all personal preference.
No, I asked if we could have pumpkin pie. Mom goes, you can make it. So we're not having pumpkin pie unless someone brings it.
Because she's making pumpkin lasagna.
I asked
pecan.
Pecan. Oh, Lord.
Pecan.
Wait, what? Pecan.
You said pumpkin, but you meant pecan.
Oh, yeah. Oh, man.
Trash.
Who said that?
Oh, Lord.
All right, where are we here? Are we closing?
We're at 55 minutes.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay, first world problem. Harvard-Yale football game delayed due to climate change protest on the field.
I did see that.
Yeah. Charge them all.
Who did that, though? Who was doing the protest? No, like the football players or people from the stands?
There is halftime. The football players are inside.
Charge them.
And then somebody follows, what is it, Sports of the 70s, Super 70s Sports. And Super 70s Sports, quote, they have on their post, climate change protest delays Harvard versus Yale football game by nearly an hour. And then they go on to say, try that bleep in the SEC, and the headline would read, game delayed nearly 5 minutes to remove remains of murdered activists from the field. All fans acquitted in speedy trial. I just think that's kind of
funny. I'd like to know, too, how those Yale students get to and from their overpriced, expensive college.
Yeah.
Because I'm pretty sure they're taking the airplane.
Mm-hmm. And when they go back and forth, and do they have just one home that they live in with their family? And are they all electric and off the grid? I highly doubt that.
I actually want my house off the grid when I'm older. You know how much money that would save?
Have fun with that.
But do you know how much money? You don't have to rely on anything that the city gives you. Mm. So it's like if everything goes out and they're like, oh, we don't have power.
Oh, boy. Hey, you know what? City's going to get you no matter what.
Nope.
Hey, have fun dealing with all your poop and garbage, Gabe.
Right. No. I'm going to deal on the sewage stuff is going. I'm just talking about electricity and water.
He has composting toilets.
That's something Sophia's going to have.
No.
Because it's good for the body.
No, I actually want one of those toilets where it's like a warmer and stuff.
Speaking of toilets, we better stop and buy toilet paper on the way home.
Yes, on the way home.
Seriously.
Warm toilet.
When Gabe grows up, he's going to have his own Kumi Island.
Ew. Yeah. Oh, my God.
That's Mikulski Insider. Closing the jar for next time.
Mom's been waiting for that moment for the whole hour.
Matthew, we'll see you tonight. Can't wait to see you.
On the late flight.
Happy Thanksgiving, everyone.
Yeah, what's the social media?
Facebook at the Podcast Family, Instagram at the Podcast Family, Twitter at the Podcast Fam. Shoot us an email, thepodcastfamily@gmail.com.
What to do, baby? Don't forget to do the contest.
Yes, do the contest.
Yes, do the contest.
Mimosas on us.
Yes, there are mimosas.
All right, see you guys.
All right, happy Thanksgiving, all you turkeys.
Yep.
Sophie, are there mimosas?
Yes, mimosas will be present. Thank you.